7:10, time to turn to sports. Royals come up short on Sunday. Steve Stewart gives us a recap.
The Tigers won the rubber game of their three-game series with the Royals yesterday. Tigers getting all they would need on a first-inning two-run homer by Detroit rookie Wenzel Perez, who was his first career homer. Tigers went on to win the game by a 4-1 final score. Detroit starter Tarek Skubal was dominant over seven innings, allowing just one run. He's now 4-0. Royals starter Michael Wacha allowed four Tiger runs, including two homers. Catcher Jake Rogers also went deep. Royals are now 17-12, 0-4 in rubber games. On tonight at 5:30 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thanks. We'll have that tonight. The Wichita Wind Surge fell 3-1 in Sunday's series finale against the San Antonio Missions. They'll begin the second week of a 12-game road stretch tomorrow as they take on Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate. Wichita State and Tulane split a doubleheader Sunday afternoon at Eck Stadium, with the Shockers winning the opener 6-3-7. The Green Wave claimed game 2 10-4. The Shockers now with a losing record, 22-23. They'll hit the road for a pair of midweek games this week, beginning Tuesday at Oklahoma State. First pitch from Stillwater will be at 6. Former Colorado running back Dylan Edwards has committed to Kansas State. He announced on social media yesterday in his sole season with the Buffaloes. Edwards led the team with 321 yards rushing and a touchdown on 76 carries, added 36 catches for almost 300 yards receiving and four touchdowns. Rising sophomore has 3 years eligibility remaining. Coming out of high school, he was a four-star prospect, the number 11 ranked running back in the class at 2023, according to 24/7 Sports from Derby. He was also the number 2 player in Kansas. NFL draft is in the books, and the Chiefs ended up with 7 drafted players, including first-round speedster Xavier Worthy out of Texas. Kansas City drafted 3 offensive linemen. 5 of their 7 picks were on the offensive side of the ball. 2 KU players drafted, including Dominic Pooney to San Francisco in the 3rd round, defensive end Austin Booker to Chicago in the 5th. K-State, 3 players picked, including tight end Ben Sinnott, who went to Washington in the 2nd round. Some consider him the best tight end in the draft. Offensive lineman Cooper Beebe went to the Cowboys in the 3rd. Offensive lineman KT Levinston taken late in the 7th by the Rams. Former Blue Dragon defensive back and 2021 Conference Defensive Player of the Year and National Player of the Year Roe Torrence signed as an undrafted free agent with Seattle. Could be more of those type of moves in the coming days. Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt has announced that former Chiefs linebacker defensive end Tamba Hali will be a 2024 inductee into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Hali is the 53rd individual and 49th player to earn this coveted honor. The official enshrinement ceremony into the Chiefs Hall of Fame will be held during Chiefs Legends Weekend at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium this fall. That's a look at sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather next.